This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, this is Tom Chenault, this is Adrian Chenault, and we have one of our favorite guests, my Hawaii compadre with Richard Brook. I love our guest today with all of my heart. I'm not going to tell you who it is, and I know you don't recognize him. I know you think it is Pitbull, but it is not Pitbull. It is the one and only Adrian Chenault. How you doing, Adrian?
I'm great.
What's going on? You think?
I'm just so happy.
You look a lot like Pitbull.
You know, that's great. I'm happy about that.
I know. We love Jordan, don't we?
We absolutely do.
So why don't you tell people why you love him so much?
My life?
Yeah, how is your life?
Go ahead.
You're live. Right. Have some fun with us.
We love Jordan for all of the reasons, but here's the thing that I think is so remarkable. Jordan is like famous. He is somebody that has had a huge amount of success, and he is, if you invite Jordan to come and do something, like he'll be five states away and he'll go, yeah, I'll be there. He just is one of those people that has an incredible ability and knack and willingness to say yes to good things. And I love that about him. And we've had a lot of fun together as a result. So welcome to the show, Jordan Adler. How are you?
I like to say yes to fun things.
That's good.
I made a decision, which I don't know how well it's going to work out, but I've been on an airplane every single week, with the exception of the pandemic. I've been on an airplane every single week for the past 40 years, with almost no exceptions. I'm not kidding. If you look at my calendar, it's been almost every week. 4 days, 3 days, 5 days in a city, and I'm ready to go on to the next city. And I made a decision that I was going to clear my calendar for 2024 and not schedule anything. And I actually canceled a couple things, and I hit January 1 with nothing to do.
Wow, that's interesting.
That's just stupid. So
my life, nothing. By January 2nd, I was bored out of my mind.
No, there's no way.
What do I do?
Tomorrow, I'm going to Hollywood to hang with those guys that did the Saturday Night Live reunion, that I'm in recovery. So I'm going to go hang with those guys, Jay Moore and three more guys, and they're doing a big thing at the Hollywood Improv.
Wow.
And, yeah, because we can. I've got an extra ticket. You should go with me.
I would love to. Actually, I just got to Jerome, and I'm supposed to drive down to Phoenix tomorrow to see some do a couple networking things. Thank you, Tom. But if it had been last week, I would have been there.
But the point I try to make is I just proven to what a hypocrite he is to all of you. So I'm not even going there. I just made that story up.
That was the old Jordan about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that is so exciting.
That's why he said if it would have been last week, because that was still 2023.
That was adorable.
Yeah, like a week ago I would have done it, but I'm in this is a new year.
All right. So now that the main host of the show has mocked you for your decision, I would actually like to ask you some questions, Jordan, because I think that's actually really interesting. So you've been on an airplane forever. Clearly your intention is not, I'm going to be a hermit for the next 363 days. But what is behind that, and what had you make that decision? Because that's a big decision for you.
It's just, you know, I was on a cruise. I did five cruises last year, of which two of them were business cruises and the rest of them were just fun, for fun. And I was on the fifth cruise, and I had a cruise scheduled in January, all different cruise lines, high-end, low-end, some of them business trips, different things, marketers' cruise, podcasters' cruise, different things, Virgin. And then I just, at one point, I just was sitting on the cruise ship going, you know what, I need to go home and stay home for a little while.
Yeah.
And it was just a feeling that I had. So I don't know if it was a good decision. I haven't figured that out yet, but that's where I'm at right now. So, and by the way, that was all by design, because when I started all this, however many years ago, lots of years ago, when Tom started, my goal was to build a life where I could go wherever I want, whenever I want, hang out with whoever I want, as much as I want, as long as I want. And that's the life that I built for myself. So, you know, about probably 50% of it was for fun, And we've done a lot of fun things together, haven't we? We've done a ton of things together traveling. And then half of it is for work, you know, for business, for building my business. So, yeah.
That's super cool. And how great the power is, you get to decide, right? I want to travel 365 days a year. Awesome. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I want to go sit in my house and just chill out for a little bit and still have my check roll in. Guess what? You can do that too. And there's not many things that allow you to have that.
And the beautiful thing about it is what I just described to some of the people that are on right now is sounds like hell. Like to them, that's hell.
Yep.
But it doesn't matter because it's really what you want. You know, it's like what kind of life do you want to build? What's your dream? Is it your dream may be to work from home, never leave your home, and just be there for the kids and the grandkids all the time, right? That's what you want to do, and that's great. So you might want to, I have a good friend, you know him, Jared Maidenberg. Jared picked his family up. He got a nice beach money residual income, and he picked his family up and moved to Nicaragua with his kids and wife. And they live on the beach down in Nicaragua, and that was what he decided to do. And once a year, they take a long trip somewhere back to the States, but they live in, you know, on the beach. And so I have a friend that lives on a sailboat that does network marketing. I got a lot of friends that they just want to work from home. They don't want to go to a job. They don't want to travel. They just want to work from home. And, you know, it's funny, Tom, I got to throw this out. You know this because we hear this all the time from people. How many times do you meet somebody and they say, I've never met anybody that made money in network marketing?
All the time.
Right. But how many people do you know that have made significant money in network marketing?
Zillions.
Me too. Like, I know so many people. I couldn't even name them all. I know that many. And so does Tom. But most people haven't, so they don't believe it's even possible. But there are a lot of people that have created incredible lifestyles in this profession.
I buy one-way tickets.
Yeah.
That wasn't a lie. I am truly going to California, and I bought a one-way ticket tomorrow. I have no idea where I'm staying yet because I don't care. I am going to go where my friends are and stay at a hotel close to where my friends are so I can go to AA meetings. I can go to that improv thing. And Denise is flying out Saturday night, and we're going to go to a great event, and it's exciting.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is you have to work hard. I work hard now, but I live just as hard. And the reason that travel seems nauseating to people is because you've traveled with your company where you flew in. They dictated every minute of you getting there. You never got out of your hotel. You had to stay at the Motel 6 and eat that terrible breakfast. And that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about working harder than you probably do, those few people in the cubicle, but it's on our terms. And that's all it boils down to, right, Jordan?
That's right. Tom, by the way, you look at least 10, maybe more years younger since you've lost that weight. You look great, man.
Well, that's great news, but you don't know what disease is underneath it that caused me all the weight loss. So.
Oh, no.
No, I was lying.
Oh.
What a ridiculous thing to say.
You don't even have any energy.
You don't joke about that stuff at our age.
I have a tough time hearing compliments, as everybody knows. But, yeah, I fell in love with intermittent fasting. I fell in love with heart rate zone 2.
That's
great. I made gluten and sugar as skull and crossbones in my subconscious as a result of people we know like Michael Burnoff that taught me how to file it in my brain over there with the skull and crossbones. So I'm just a completely new man. I'm not on a diet. I'm on a new track called staying healthy accidentally. And just like my network marketing business, it doesn't feel like work because I love it, and you taught me that, Jordan.
You gotta temper your need to do the adventure sports thing right now, Tom.
Yeah, good point. I gotta not get hurt.
You need to temper that at this point.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe do the double black diamonds and not the triple black diamond
rides. Amen. Whatever it is. Yeah, I have a tendency to break my neck in a lot of ways. And, you know, if it isn't, you know, I don't know if you know this, but I just about got the hell beat out of me. A guy jumped on my hood, kicked in my windshield, and wanted to murder me the other day.
What?
In Tesla. So I just attract trouble.
What did you do? What happened?
Huh? No, okay. I was innocent, man. He just decided he didn't like me and went nuts, and they had to throw him in the clink. So that's another story for another day. I shouldn't have brought it up.
No,
we're talking about Jordan Adler being the man of the world, going to space with Richard Branson, doing all kinds of incredible stuff in his life. And he's an ordinary guy that failed till he didn't. He's an overnight success of about 20 years in the business. That's who you want to be when you grow up, right, Jordan?
I wish it was 20 years. I'd be a lot younger, Tom. My first company was in 1981. Do the math.
Oh, yeah.
Goodness.
Do the math.
But here you are. And everybody's hero. I was on a video last night watching you do a training, and it was network marketing 101, like you've just been in the business a month.
Yeah.
Because you never forgot what got you there, and you never forgot the people that got you there, and you know what it's like to get started. You know it's hard, but you know it's worth it. I watched that thing mesmerized, and anybody that wants to understand this business needs to follow this guy.
You sure? You sure that was my training, Tom?
It was your training.
It was indeed. It was indeed. So speaking of following Jordan, you definitely need to do that. He's Beach Money Jordan on Instagram, and I'm feeling very envious because he has a video that has $140,000 views, except that it's probably $150,000.
Hold on. I'll tell you. It's been going up. It went up like 2,000 views in the past couple minutes. I've never had a video do this, ever. And right now, it is at, in my Instagram, you ready for this, Adrian? It's at 173,000 views.
What?
We started, it added 30,000 views.
That isn't like, so and he is not embellishing, friends. We were,
there is.
We went and looked before the show started, and it was at 140. He goes, oh, it went up to 142 as we were just sitting here, and now it's at 173,000.
This one could, I've never had this before. The most views I ever got was about 10,000.
Where'd you get the naked picture of Taylor Swift?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's this. Watch.
So brilliant.
Watch. That's all it is. Now watch this one.
So for those of you listening on the radio, it is the funniest little dog video you've ever
did
seen.
Did you make that?
Go to
no.
Beach Money Jordan on Instagram.
I didn't even make the video. I just stole it from someone and put it on my
That's
Instagram.
Perfect. That's perfect. All right, go follow him, Beach Money Jordan on Instagram. We got to take a quick break. You're listening to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show on the Genesis Communication Network. We're talking to the man, Mr. Beach Money, Jordan Adler. So stick around. We'll be back right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And we're back. You're listening to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with the world's best radio show host, Tom Chenault, and his faithful sidekick, Adrian Chenault. We are talking to Mr. Beach Money, Jordan Adler, and it's been a great show already. We were having some fun talking about his Instagram, which is on fire. So make sure you go follow him. It's Beach Money Jordan on Instagram. And Jordan, I want to talk about Beach Money because I think that in network marketing, there's you have a really famous book, and yet there's so many people who haven't read it yet, and those people need to read it. And so I want you just to talk about the concept of Beach Money and what that even means to you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Beach Money was a little tiny title to a classified ad that I ran back when I was in my 20s. It was a three-line ad. I saved up the money for $250 to run this ad twice just to get leads, and I never signed up a single distributor. But that, whenever I put in there Beach Money as the title, I would get 50 times as many calls. Like, it would just, like, ratchet up, just, like, skyrocket. So I remember that from many years ago. And so when I had all this material, all this from my weekly trainings, I would, you know, write notes and put them in a box and do my trainings. And I had all these notes, and I'm like, I'm going to turn this into a book, all these notes, because there's some good training here. And I was like looking for a title for it. And that's where the Beach Money title came from, because it was an appealing thing. But here's the thing, what network marketing provides, but there's a lot of other types of opportunities out there that produce residual income. I mean, you could buy vending machines, or you can do real estate rentals, or, you know, there's lots of e-commerce opportunities out there that can produce a residual income because people buy your product over and over again, those kinds of things. But I got to tell you that until somebody has a little Beach Money, they really don't appreciate how big it is and how great it is. The freedom that comes with building a Beach Money lifestyle, the freedom that comes with building an income stream that comes in month after month after month after month, even when you don't work. It takes work up front. You get paid very little money in the beginning to do a lot of work, and then you get paid a whole lot of money later for doing very little work. And if you were to ask 1,000, this is our opportunity. If you were to ask 1,000 people, do you have Beach Money? You're going to get one one of two answers, or one of three answers. You're going to get, yes, I have beach money. No, I don't have beach money. Or what is it? And the truth is, out of 1,000 people, you might find three that have a true beach money lifestyle. But that's our opportunity, because the truth is, there are not too many people in the world that don't have a beach money lifestyle that wouldn't want one. So, in other words, most people, if they're honest, they would want to have a beach money life. And beach money is not about being at the beach. It's about living life on your terms, doing what you want to do when you want to do it with the people you care about. And so that's where I see our opportunity, is that most people don't believe it's possible for them. They don't believe it's possible, or it's just off their radar. It's like it's invisible to them because they've never been introduced to it. But the truth is, there are many vehicles out there that can produce a beach money life, and that's all you need to do is align yourself with one of those vehicles and then work the business, whatever that business is, until you succeed.
And beach money to people is different. I mean,
yeah.
For me, beach money is different than for you. And if you live on a beach, and, you know, beach money is not that important because you already live at the beach, and all you want to do is come someplace with cold weather or something like that, like Paris for Christmas. Do we know anybody that went to Paris at Christmas time with his beach money? Oh, Richard, Brooke, and Kimmy. That's what they did with their beach money. They left the beach and went to Paris to freeze their asses off to go hang with a very famous actor and go to a play because they could. Is that cool enough?
That's it.
That's everybody.
Like, what kind of life do you want? Like, if you were honest, if you were really being honest, not like shrinking your dreams down to meet your income, but really expanding your income to meet your dreams. If you were living life at the highest level, the most exciting life that you could possibly live, what would it be? Is it the life that you're living now? Maybe for some of you it is. But what if you could go anywhere and be with anyone you want? And when you see something that you want to have in your life, you have the money to do it.
Yeah.
And that's what the value of building a beach money life. And not most traditional businesses and most traditional jobs don't give you beach money. It's trading time for money. You have to be there. If your hands have to be in it to make money, it's not beach money.
There you go.
Beach money is getting paid over and over and over again for work you do one time.
There you go.
I think that you have been around a long time. You're in a company that lets you really be non-intrusive to a lot of people in other companies. Okay. And I just want you to know you are unbelievable. We're coming back right after this. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Update. New this hour, this Saturday, we learned the U.S. military strikes in Syria and Iraq have hit at least 85 targets, and there are reports of at least 40 people killed. President Biden hinting at this attack for almost a week and then ordering it 2 hours after the bodies of the three American soldiers arrived at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, their caskets draped in the American flag. In other news, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg being sharply criticized for allowing four illegal aliens who were under arrest arrest to be let go without bail. The four men arrested after assaulting two New York City policemen in Times Square, brutally kicking them in the head, the video going viral. Two of the men giving news reporters and photographers the finger as they left the jail. The men reportedly hopped a bus to California, and there are some news outlets reporting these four may already be back in Mexico. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault. We are talking to Mr. Jordan Adler, author of Beach Money, extremely successful network marketer over a long period of time. And you were talking and kind of defining Beach Money before the break, specifically around this idea of, one, being able to live your life on your own terms, and two, this idea that money comes in month after month for work that you did at some other point in the past that continues to come. And so I think those two things are really important. But the other thing you said that I think is big, especially if you're not already sort of chasing that dream, is you were talking about that it's not about shrinking your dream to fit your current lifestyle. It's actually about expanding your dream and then finding a way to go and get it. And I find that for a lot of people that I talk to, including for myself, that really getting back into that place of having permission for myself to really dream and to dream bigger is something that life has a way of kind of knocking out of us. And so did you at some point in the past, did you ever find yourself in that place of struggling to have that big dream, and did you cultivate that, or was that something that always came naturally to you, Jordan?
I always was able to, I always had lofty dreams. Most people, they have big dreams when they're kids, when they're little kids. And then at some point, 10, 12, after the world just kind of beats them down, they just give up on their dreams. And I never would completely give up on my dreams. There were points where I get really discouraged.
Yeah.
And I would stop and then I would restart. But I did a lot of training. I did a lot of personal development. I read a lot of books. I listened to a lot of audios, all the time when I was in my late teens and 20s and 30s. And so as I was doing that, I was growing and I always had my sights set on getting a passive income. So that was my focus. Was I needed, even though I had jobs for many years. I mean, I worked until I was 34 years, 35 years old. I worked a job till I was 34. But I had been in a lot of network marketing companies, as you know. And then I joined my 12th company, and that was the company that started where my residual income started to grow. And that was the first time I'd ever experienced passive income. And once you have it, there's nothing like it. It's worth the journey. It's worth the fight. It's worth the headaches and the hardships and whatever you go through to get there. But once you have it, there's nothing like it. It gives you a level of freedom that you could never, ever find trading time for money.
Yeah.
So, yes. Yeah.
And you mentioned this, and I just want to make sure that I heard you right, but I think this is what you said. It doesn't have to be a lot of money at the beginning. It's that first taste, and suddenly you kind of have this awakening that there's a different way out there that's kind of different from this just sort of toiling and trading time for money way of being in the world. Do you see that in a lot of people?
I had a good friend, he passed away a few years ago, Mark Herdering. Do you remember Mark Herdering?
Of course.
Yeah, Mark, he had ALS. So he went through that painful journey of deterioration, and he actually documented on Facebook Lives his journey to the other side, so to speak. And he had 10 years of a financially free lifestyle, and he wrote a book, a great book called Hanging Out for a Living. And it's still out there. You can still get it, Hanging Out for a Living. But what Mark did was he said, I just need to replace my cell phone bill. And he worked his business till he had a check that equaled his cell phone bill. Then he said, I need to replace my car payment. And he worked until he had a check that was equivalent to his car payment. And then he said, I need to replace my utilities bill, my electric and my water and all that. And he worked till he got to that point. And that's what he did. And he got himself to the point where his bills, his income, his monthly residual income equaled his bills. So now he was free. And he could go anywhere. And he moved from L.A. to Portland. And he lived his dream life in Portland for the next 10 years, living off this residual. And he continued to grow his residual. Because what happens is in the kind of business we're in, you can stack your income. So the work you do today continues to pay you into the future. Well, the work you do tomorrow continues to pay you into the future. The work you do next week and next month and next year pays you into the future. So over time, you can build up an income stream, not just an income where you're starting over every month. And it's a really exciting and fun journey. And it's not always easy, is it, Tom?
And I promise all of you, there are days you're going to want to quit, just like your job. But you don't, because you brought people in with you. And you might have a reason to quit, but you never have a reason to give up on those people you brought in. And that's what I love about this profession. It's a little bit like Alcoholics Anonymous. I have a responsibility to those people to stay sober. I have a responsibility in network marketing to stay the course and not be in a goofball for all the reasons that my ego tells me I want to be a goofball. I got to stay humble. I got to stay true to myself, and I got to stay hard working, because that's the way to the top. And if we start acting like it's not that way, it's just going to ruin some people. And I refuse to do that. And what I love about you is you're cut out of the same cloth, and you teach the fundamentals over and over and over again. And I love that about you. I love that about Richard Brook. I love that about a very short list of people, but God bless you guys that have done it. And Richard said something profound. How many people would have missed it had you quit early in network marketing. And you have got to realize all the footprints behind you since you embarked on that walk across that untouched beach. And thank you so much for doing it.
Well, Tom, I owe a lot to you, your friendship. Over the years, you as well, Adrian. I've had some real deep conversations with Tom over the years, and he's counseled me on some things. And Richard Brook, Richard was a mentor from afar for many years before I ever made a penny in network marketing. In fact, I met him at an event in the 90s before I'd ever signed up my first distributor and read his books. And, I just wanted to be like Richard. I wanted to grow up and be like Richard. I loved his life. He was a helicopter pilot. He inspired me to go get my helicopter pilot's license. And then eventually we had an opportunity. One of my dreams was to fly with Richard Brook, and we went flying together in the helicopter. If you Google Richard Brook Jordan Adler helicopter flight, you'll see the video of us flying and there's a little training video that we did prior to jumping in the helicopter. And it's a lot of fun. And but Richard and his wife, Kimmy, I knew both of them before they knew each other. And we have become very, very close friends. I've been to his home, and I've been to their home in Hawaii. Mastermind Scottsdale, right, mid-90s. Before I ever signed up. I signed up in 90. I knew about you, Richard, before I'd ever signed up my first distributor. I think that event, I had maybe just started my business that I'm in now.
The most depressing moments in my life are Richard Brook. I hate to break it to you. It's horrible.
Yeah.
I'm at events all over the world, and people run up and say, can I have your autograph? So I sign it very carefully, Tom Chenault, love you. They look at it and go, I thought you were Richard Brook. And then 5 minutes later, I see my autograph in the trash, and it's just heartbreaking. So that's my experience with Brook. I hate him because he's just so big, much bigger than life, and he's like a father to me, and he's younger. But he's just got, you know, he bears a slight resemblance to me. But I am telling you what, the knowledge behind his eyes, not only in network marketing, but in personal development in life is unbelievable. So those of you, I mean, he won't come on this show anymore because I belong to the ANMP, but he should. No, that's a joke. So anyway, I love him. So go ahead.
You know, I had a woman come over to me at an event. There were thousands of people there. And she talked to me for like 30 minutes, and I'm talking to her, and I'm wearing my name badge. And as a joke, I wrote Pitbull for my name on the name badge. And then she says, somebody came over and goes, hey, Jordan. And I'm like, hey. And she looks at me and she goes, you're not Pitbull?
No.
And she walks away.
So the truth. I have a comment here.
Yeah.
That just got texted to me. He says, does this guy love his face so much that he changes his profile picture every day?
That's
so
me.
Would you please tell people why you do that with the glasses? Why is there a training there?
I get tired of my face. I get tired of it. That's what it is. You know, I'm like, every time I open it, I see it, and I'm like, I don't like that picture, and then I put another one.
It is so adorable, and I'm jealous. I mean, I wish I had that many looks, and I wish I were that self-confident. So thank you.
That is so awesome. Pitbull wishes you as Jordan Adler. That's the quote of the day. And you just got, you know, what I love is that you guys have fun with life, and Brooks the same way. And Brooks' main existence in life is to try to say something so ridiculous in the comments that he throws us off yeah. whatever trail we're on.
And if we don't answer it in the comments, he sends private messages just to describe. So everybody needs to know that the guy's a maniac and we love him. But Michelle Barnes, we got to get her on this show again.
Is she out there?
She's out there commenting like it's going out of style, and we love her.
Yeah.
We love our business. We love our life.
We really do. And this is it. I mean, I think, you know, you talked about creating the life that you want. You know, one of the great gifts that I have in my life is watching watching you go through figuring that out from picking yourself up off the ground and going and inventing a life that you wanted for you and for us. And realizing that that's possible, because that's, you know, the world doesn't tell you like that. That's like a cheat code, right? Like the world doesn't tell you that that's allowed. That sounds like that shouldn't be allowed.
Right. But
there's no one.
There's a point. There is a point. Tom, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, and this is not a bad thing. It's just a thing. It's just what's there. There's a point where you start getting a certain level of income based on your own personal thermostat. I'm sure Richard Brooks never had this, but I get it. Where you get your income gets to a point where you don't believe you deserve it because you're getting paid off the work of lots of other people. And there's a point where if you're not careful, if you don't raise your thermostat, and if you don't focus on the right things, you've got to focus on the team members. You've got to focus on lifting other people up, helping other people become successful, and not focus on so much what's happening with you, because this business does play tricks on you on the back end and on the front end. It plays tricks on your mind. And I don't know if you've ever experienced that, Tom.
Well, there's no doubt about it. You know, and I have a homeless guy in my office framed right behind me. So yeah. I never think I'm half as hip, slick, and cool as my paycheck's trying to tell me I am.
Because we're one decision away from that.
That's exactly right. We got to take a break. This is the Legacy Leadership Show on the Genesis Communication Network. We will be back right after this with the great Jordan Adler and Adrian.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. I stole the back. And, man alive, I love him, don't you?
I love him. It's awesome.
And, we feel like we're in a living room together with a down-to-earth guy that has an unimaginable life. And what I want you guys to realize is you're the same way. You are an ordinary person, probably, working toward an unbelievable life. And here's living proof it can happen. And I want you to get that. But one thing that Adrian said earlier about growing up with me, there is no greater tribute to a dad than a son wanting to do what their dad does. And getting to work with him every day and be with him every day and share his highs and lows. And I turned from the teacher to the student over the last year, where he's like running all the shows, which is the greatest tribute of all time. And I want that for all of you, even more than I want you to be successful with the money. Because family and friends and relationships are not something, they're everything. And I'm proud of you, pal, and I want you to know that.
Thanks, Dan.
True story.
I love you. Hi, Rebecca Randall.
Yeah, she's the best.
We miss her. This is awesome.
Miss you.
And it is. I think whatever it is, right? Whether it's your family, whether it's having great friends all over the world and going and investing time, spending that time with them, whatever that looks like, to be able to say, like, I decided what's important to me and I'm going to build my life around that, and I'm going to find a business that's going to allow me to do that. And maybe even those behaviors and those things that I want to do are actually going to enhance my business. Like, what could be more exciting and more awesome than that? And it's really cool, right? Like, Jordan, I watch how you have taken this love of travel and being all over the world, and you've been able to weave that in, and it creates more and more success for you. I've watched the way that you, whether it's sobriety, the things that are the most important to you, those are tides that lift your network marketing boat and vice versa. And that's a rare thing that, I think that's one of the beautiful things about what a Beach Money type of vehicle can create for you, is it allows you to do that. And there's very other few things that can.
But Brooke talks about you in the comments about your rotation of Remember. And in your case, it's sending out cards monomaniacally to everybody that impacted your life. And you share your life through those cards. Mm-hmm. And you do it every day to show people they need to do it every day. And I promise all of you, you develop that skill, cards or no cards, and cards preferably. I send out cards through his company because I believe, I'm not supposed to bring up company names, I almost did it because I'm an idiot, but the fact of the matter is what he's doing is the right move to get what he wants, to teach people to get what they want, and it's all about consistency and discipline, right, Jordan?
No doubt about it. One thing, Adrian, you mentioned family, and I think it's important for everyone to know that, and you may have experienced this, is sometimes your family doesn't support you on this journey.
Yeah.
You might find that you have a uncooperative spouse or kids that don't like, the direction you're taking, or the other way around. You might have kids that you don't like the direction they're taking. But what my father, for 25 years, I was driven to move in this direction, and he didn't like it. And I took a lot of crap from him over the years, and I had to let it just like slide off my back. There were times where we got in fights, And but this was my path. I wanted a residual income, and he kept on saying, Jordan, why don't you just give up on that and get a real job? Stop this game, because it's not going to work. And he'd say it over and over and over again. And there was a point where I had to just shut off communication with him about this topic. Well, when I bought him his first new car and had it shipped to his front door, and then I started inviting him on cruises, then he became a huge fan of Beach Money. When I wrote the book, he wasn't a fan, but about 10 years later, he started asking me for copies of the book so he can give them to his friends. He was so proud. But I started sharing the lifestyle with my father. And for the last days of his life, for the last quite a few years of his life, we traveled together. I spent a lot more time with him than I would have if I had kept a job, because I was going back to Chicago once or twice a month to see my family. Whereas I couldn't have done that if I had a job.
I'll never forget how heartbroken you were when your dad passed.
Yeah, it was
sad days, and I was actually envious of that because I didn't have a relationship with my dad at the end of the rope, and you inspired all of us, buddy, and thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, my father was great. We had some really, really good times together.
That's a huge thing.
Yeah.
Aaron Adams from Tasmania.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Worldwide show. Very, very cool.
That is really cool. Good to see you on here, Darren.
Yeah, Don Fela. Don changed my life as well. I picked up a book at a garage sale for 25 cents, Darren, and that was my first exposure to residual income and leverage. And I learned that from Don's book, and that really is the first thing that set me on this trajectory was picking up Don's book at a garage sale.
You know, he's still alive and kicking and coming on the show.
Unbelievable.
Crazy. Yeah, he's coming on, and we got him scheduled.
It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
It really is. I've actually been on his show, and we've communicated a few times. I've never met Don in person, but we've talked on Zoom before, and it's just incredible, you know, because that was like 45 years ago is when I picked up that book.
That's crazy.
And like 15 years later, I open the book, and there's an 800 number in the back of the book, and I'm like, I wonder if these guys are still around. And I call the 800 number, and Don's wife answers the phone.
That's crazy. We got to go. Oh. What do we have next week?
The John Milton.
John Milton Fogg?
John Milton.
All right, good. That'll be fun. And we'll see you all next week on the Legacy Leadership Show. Stick around, though.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.